Well, good morning again, and I want to welcome all of you and to the opening day of the first session of the 84th General Assembly. We welcome the 8 new members of the Senate, as well as members of their families and guests, and all other family members that are here. Mine planned to be here, but they're snowed in at home. But we've been sent here by our constituents at a time when our national economy is making slow recovery from the deepest recession since the Great Depression. Only 3 or 4 other states, primarily those with abundant natural resources such as oil, coal, natural gas, are in better financial condition than the state of Iowa. This legislature, over the past 4 years, has been prudent with the taxpayers' money, and we need to continue the progress we have made during that time. I would encourage the new members as well as the old members to review our rules and Senate decorum. We should not forget that our first job is to respect this institution and its traditions. The Senate is a special place, and we should all remember that the campaign is over and that our responsibility is to solve the problems facing our state. Over the last 4 years, we have focused on creating the jobs of the future that pay wages in which a family can be supported, expanding health access to those left behind, and greater efficiencies in government. These are challenges we have faced where we will work, and there's still work that needs to be done. Our goal should always be the expansion of the middle class. One of the most troubling facts of the last decade is the growing income gap between the shrink of the middle class and slows economic growth. In my judgment, we need to recognize the crucial link between education and the skills needed to the economy of the future. It troubles me greatly when I read that 45% of the new hires of Fortune 500 companies in 2010 are outside the borders of the United States. I don't believe that's a path we want to travel. More and more data tells us the best indicator of economic success is education. More emphasis in our education system must be put on meeting the skills gap that exists for many of our workers. We must identify where that challenge can be met. In my opinion, the greatest need in our education budget is community college funding. The greatest cost for operating community college is on the students, where about 50% of the costs are tuition and fees. As an example, Iowa students attending private college right here in Des Moines average about $2,800 in tax money through the Iowa Tuition Grant Program. Conversely, a community college student gets about $1,800 of tax dollars, which includes a little over $200 in property tax. And that property tax picks up about 4% of the costs. Unlike the K-12 formula, general fund monies for community colleges are not based on student enrollment. These educational institutions can play a crucial role in training and retraining Iowans for the jobs of the future and lower our unemployment rolls. Community colleges are the partners in economic growth, and 90% of these students stay in Iowa. I would hope we don't abandon our commitment to early childhood education. A crucial program like this that has had strong support from the business community, along with our health care commitment to every Iowa child, gives us healthy and a well-educated children that from the core of a new generation of Iowans ready to contribute to the state's future. As we continue our efforts to expand access to health care, our biggest challenge is to control the costs and ensure maximum efficiencies in the dollars we spend. I know that Senator Hatch will have legislation for us to consider in regard to the new health exchanges and other aspects of health reform. These are vital discussions, and we all need to realize how important these efforts are in our state. I believe that any efforts at economic development must also build on the foundation we have already created in making Iowa a leader in alternative energy and renewable fuels. It is vital that our state continue to work on making us more self-sufficient on energy use. The further development of wind, solar, biomass will create jobs and lower energy costs for all Iowans. We need to expand the ethanol and biodiesel industries as they provide jobs and economic development in Iowa, and byproducts from these plants are exported around the world. Over the last 4 years, in a bipartisan effort, strides in meeting the needs of Iowa servicemen and women serving our country overseas. I know we will continue to identify any further needs and provide whatever is necessary in support of those troops and their families, recognizing these troops are part of the largest call-up of Iowa soldiers since World War II. In closing, I know that we all face many challenges with divided government. It will require us to work more closely together and find common ground. Contrary to what many think, we are not gridlocked, or nor will be. We have faced these divisions before, and Iowans expect us to work on their behalf. That is our sworn duty. And my office is always open to every member of the Senate, and I pledge to perform my duties in a fair and impartial manner. We have much to do, and I am ready for us to begin the work of this legislative session. Thank you very much.